On the show today, we have MX Director of Content John Ogden on the program talking about Amazon Go's impact on financial services. So check it out. Welcome to the show, and on today's program, we're talking with Mr. John Ogden from MX about a pretty cool thing that Amazon is doing, which might not be so cool for credit unions. So welcome to the show, John.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, I saw this column in CU Times, and it's all about Amazon Go's kind of new grocery shopping extravaganza. And I saw the video. The video was included with the column, and it's phenomenal. Probably a lot of people have seen it by now, but it's just a really cool thing that's happening. But its impact on financial services, and in this case, credit unions, might not be so cool. Can you give us a quick, just before we get started in this, give us a quick summary on what Amazon Go is all about, and perhaps how prevalent will it be in our society in a couple of years?
Sure. So Amazon Go, put most simply, is just a retail store, a grocery store specifically, that enables people to go in, pick up an item, and leave without going to a checkout line. And so they must have some sort of code in each item in the grocery store so that they know it the moment that you leave to charge your account for that item. Mm-hmm. And so the innovation, I think, is that I'm sure that retail stores like Amazon and Walmart, they've had this technology for quite some time on the back end.
Right.
But this is bringing it to the front end so that consumers can use the same technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically there's no cashiers. You walk in, you grab your case of your box of cornflakes,
yep,
and you walk out.
Yep.
That's it. And everything is like, it's all digitally, it's all credited to your Amazon account, which goes into your credit union account in this case. So what's it mean for credit unions? Is this a friend or a foe for credit unions right now?
That's a good question. And to unpack that, I think that there are a number of things at play. So one is that it's making the transaction, I might say, quiet. Comparisons to Uber are a little bit tired, but it really is somewhat similar in that the payment process is completely behind the scenes, and that's good for a consumer.
Yeah.
The payments are a nightmare payments are things that consumers don't want to think about.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want that process to really be front of mind.
Right.
And so in that sphere, it's making payments quiet or behind the scenes. And so that's good for consumers. But there's something else that's happening that I think might affect credit unions. And I say might because these retail stores are going to start small. Obviously, the first one is just going to be a single location in Seattle. Now, Amazon has kind of made their technology known. And so who's to say but another technology provider could come in and say, hey, we're going to work with grocery retail chains around the country and get ahead of Amazon. So there is that caveat. Who knows if Amazon really is going to suddenly dominate the grocery space.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that Jeff Bezos, he openly proclaims that he's looking to create an everything store. And Amazon has been exceptionally aggressive in getting into other markets. I mean, they're even creating their own TV shows. You know, just the breadth of Amazon is so astonishing. And so it wouldn't be completely infeasible for them to aggressively pursue this option.
Yeah, no doubt.
If they do, then what that does is that opens up a way to really take charge of, I guess it starts on the receipt. So when you leave Amazon Go, the retail store, mm-hmm, you get a receipt that shows you everything you buy. And then that in combination with, you know, if I'm an Amazon Prime subscriber, mm-hmm, I do a lot of my shopping on Amazon. And so it would just kind of merge the two, my grocery shopping and my other expenses, my other retail expenses would be in Amazon. Mm-hmm. From there, it's not a very big leap for them to start bringing it all together. in a visualization to say, okay, here's your expenditures for the month. Here's where you consistently spend this much on cornflakes, and they start tracking my expenses month to month. And that gets into what has been called PFM space. Mm-hmm. And it really starts tracking finances. So that's just a tiny glimpse into what is possible. I don't know if you had additional questions about that.
Sure, we can go into that. I mean, it almost sounds like Amazon could be your bank, or in this case, it could be a credit union. Because if you're low on cash and you're going through the store and you go through like, oh gosh, can I get, well, hey, we'll lend you, $100 real quick so you can make this purchase or something like that. And at a certain interest rate where they can make money on, then you just pay it back. But it's all kind of transparent. It's all seamless. It's all happening behind the scenes type of thing. Like you said, it just makes it so nice for the consumer that they can just walk in and walk out with stuff and not have to worry about it. It's almost scary because spending money almost becomes, gosh, non-existent. It's just you just go in and get something and you leave, but that could be scary for some people who have spending problems. I've been there, yes. Done that.
Well, you can see that's what Amazon is striving to do already with their one-click buy. They're really trying hard to make payments invisible, or maybe invisible, but definitely headache-free.
Yep.
That's their goal. They want to make payments headache-free. And so what happens is when you get this, according to the video, you just have an app that you use for Amazon Go. Then you look at the receipts in there. And then if it compiles the receipts, which again, wouldn't be terribly difficult for them to do, they have the data, they have, the ability to accurately categorize each item, and to break it down for you and say, okay, look, this is how much you're spending on each of these categories. And then to even move into the slightly advice-oriented space. And here's how you could save money, right?
Yeah.
They already do this with their Amazon Visa card. When you check out on Amazon, it says like, hey, you could save $30 if you sign up for the Amazon Visa card.
Cool.
And so they're already moving into the financial space in that way. Then once they have the ability to show your spending breakdown, it's also not a big leap for them to say, hey, you can aggregate your accounts. So bring in your Chase card, bring in your, bring in your Navy Federal card, your BECU card, mm-hmm. and your auto loan, and we can bring those into the picture so you see your full financial equation. Mm-hmm. And then, this is a gradual thing, and it's something to keep an eye on. As Amazon looks to aggressively move into other markets, how would they move into the financial space? Mm-hmm. This is one way they might do it. Once they have the ability to see the Chase card, see the BECU auto loan, let's say, or the Navy Federal mortgage, then Amazon has access to all that data. Whew. And what's to stop them from saying, okay, now let's just gradually move into the loan market. Mm-hmm. Let's just start with $10,000 loans, right? And we'll play in that market for a little bit. And then gradually move upward. So Amazon Go isn't necessarily directly, it's not like an immediate pressure point.
It's a baby step. Yeah.
It's a baby step. And, this is one way that I think is feasible for Amazon to get into the financial markets.
Yeah. What you just explained is the handwriting on the wall. Cause I mean, that's what a lot of financial institutions are doing today. It's like, hey, bring all your credit cards, bring all your loans. We'll consolidate them for you into one big thing. And you can do all your banking right here. Same thing could happen at Amazon. What you just said, and we can offer you all sorts of rewards and discounts and all that type of stuff because it's so attached to the retail environment that we're all so attached to anyway. Right. It's wow. I can just totally see it happening. Scary.
Yeah.
Scary for banks and credit unions, not so scary for Amazon. So.
Right.
So gosh, I mean, so what can credit unions do to kind of, I don't want to say thwart this, or but what can they do to kind of get ahead of this curve? Because it, the technology here is changing so fast. It's just like, how do they do, how do they like step ahead of this and be that one all be all type of thing? You talk about the digital experience. So
right, exactly. You got to think about the digital experience. So on one hand, we're all consumers. And so even the very highest executive at the very biggest credit union is still a consumer. Mm-hmm. And so it really starts with putting yourself in that position and thinking through, you know what, if I had the option to have an Amazon Go experience, would I choose it compared to my standard grocery experience? The answer for most consumers is probably yes. You know, all things considered, I would probably prefer the Amazon Go retail experience.
Me too.
And so if you're in that position of a consumer, you can really think through what, let's, you know, just saying, let me be completely honest with myself and put aside all the costs it would take to create that experience. Yeah. Put that completely aside and say, would I want that myself? And if the answer is yes, then you have a pretty good indication that your credit union had better be making inroads mm-hmm. into providing that experience to consumers before the competition, including possibly Amazon, mm-hmm. does.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that's where it starts with, is really, really sitting with that consumer position, even if it requires you to make pretty dramatic risks mm-hmm. and pretty dramatic changes.
Well, I know some people go into the self-serve line where you check out the groceries yourself, or you go to Home Depot. Right. And I mean, that's a pretty, that's a risky endeavor for a lot of people, including me, but I actually love it now. Now that I've gotten used to it, I actually prefer that because I can get in and out of there quick. I don't have to wait in line or anything like that. I'm in and out. And so I can totally see the evolution of this going to that. And for the banking sector, it's gotta be a little frightening. So and also in your column, you mentioned that credit unions need to amplify their efforts to provide a clean and accurate data. Can you expand on this? I mean, I know it has to all do with data analytics and stuff, but can you expand on that thought?
Sure. So one way to do it is by making sure that the transaction data is cleansed and categorized. And so this requires credit unions to either create algorithms themselves mm-hmm. that can, you know, the typical transaction strings. Like for Walmart, it might be WALMXX97256. You know, if you see just the raw transaction string.
Yeah.
So credit unions either need to be able to have an algorithm to clean that, so it just says Walmart.
Yeah.
Or they have to find a fintech partner, some partner
that can do it,
that can clean it for them.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, what I think Amazon is really going to do well with this experience is categorize everything
mm-hmm.
because that's what Amazon Go is doing. There's no way that you can just let people take whatever they want off the shelves if you don't have a way to categorize it.
Right.
You say, okay, this item has now gone. We need to replenish 10 of these items. You know, they're going to be doing that just like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that they're going to have that ability with their data analytics is going to enhance the user experience, even in ways that they're already currently doing, which is to say, these are the items recommended for you. You know, mm-hmm. So they're already using data analytics in that way. Now it's just going to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
So credit unions can do something similar by making sure that every transaction is cleansed and categorized in a way that the user can see their spending and say, okay, look, oh, my credit union can make recommendations for me based on my spending mm-hmm. history. This is really useful. I think this is how credit unions get the edge, is they say, I think that the consumers will say, I think that I need to stick with this digital experience because I like what my credit union is providing for me
mm-hmm.
well before Amazon.
Right.
Gets there.
So they need to act like yesterday on this type of stuff, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough to say. So to wrap up here, what's the end game here for credit unions? I think we kind of touched on it in your last comment, if there is one, because it's a never ending chase for technology advancement. Is there kind of an end game here, or is it just this constant, it's like a dog chasing its tail almost, you know? It's just this constant race, you know, to keep up.
Right. Well, I think that there isn't an end game. I think it is a constant race. Mm-hmm. But, well, actually, let me add, Andy Grove, he had a motto. It was only the paranoid survive. And so there, but that's kind of business, right?
Yeah.
Like, business is about pivoting. It's about getting ahead of the competition. It's about outsmarting, being visionary and seeing where markets are going and getting there ahead of the competition.
Yeah.
That's what business is. Mm-hmm. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
No business can just be, can just stay in the past.
You're going to be complacent.
You can't be complacent. And what's interesting is that this year we saw that the biggest banks started to move ahead in customer satisfaction almost for the first time. I mean, big banks have gotten very poor scores on customer satisfaction in the past, but this year they started to move ahead, and a lot of analysts are saying it's because they are improving the digital experience. Mm-hmm. And I hesitate because, you know, I work for a fintech company, and I try to be as not biased as possible. But I look around and I see that in a lot of cases, the only solution is to find a technology partner and to use the very best of what credit unions do, coupled with the very best of what a fintech provider can do. I look around and I just don't see another way than to partner for a lot of credit unions.
I agree. Let them do what they do best and let you do what you do best. And then that's a great recipe for success. So,
right.
Exactly. John, keep writing cool columns like this. This is really a fun conversation. I mean, it's scary and exciting at the same time, but it's always fun to talk about and to kind of speculate and just see what's down around the corner and stuff like that. So it's a really good conversation to have. So write some more of these, will you?
Sure.
Okay. John, thank you very much again. Appreciate your time. And let's chat again in 2017 and see where Amazon Go is. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.